Hello, I'm Dr. Elliot Shevel. I'm the director of the Headache Clinic in Johannesburg in South Africa, and I specialise in the diagnosis and treatment of migraine. This is the second in a series of talks on migraine and migraine treatment. In the first, I explained that the main reason why your doctor hasn't been able to successfully treat your migraines is that as far as migraine is concerned, doctors don't actually know what they're treating. So if you haven't heard the first podcast, I suggest you start at the beginning and listen to it before you listen to this one. You can find a link on my website, drshevel.com. That is drshevel.com. In this and the next two podcasts, I explain the different types of migraine medication, why they so often don't work, and the problems they can cause. But before discussing the medications, I'd like to share with you what the famous French philosopher Voltaire wrote 250 years ago. And unfortunately, as far as migraine medication is concerned, it's still valid today. Voltaire wrote, "Doctors prescribe drugs of which they know little, for diseases of which they know less, for patients of which they know nothing." Incredibly, this is still true today with regard to migraine. And this is why so many people continue to suffer despite being prescribed every possible drug on the market. So let's start with rescue medication. It's called rescue medication because it's used to rescue us from the pain of migraine once an attack's already started. Rescue drugs can be divided into over-the-counter or OTC medications that one can buy without a prescription and prescription medications. In this podcast, I'll focus on over-the-counter medication. The most common ones are aspirin, acetaminophen, which is also known as paracetamol in some countries, ibuprofen, and naproxene. These are usually not as strong as prescription medications, but they do the trick for many people when attacks are not too severe. The problems start, though, if they're taken regularly, as they can cause kidney damage, liver damage, or damage to the stomach. But these are not common. The most common problem is that with regular use, they can cause a condition called medication overuse headache, which is exactly what the name describes. Headaches caused by the overuse of the very medication that you're using to treat your headaches. It's abbreviated as MOH. Now, not everyone who frequently uses these medications develops MOH, but it does happen to many people who don't realize that the painkillers they're taking are actually making their headache or migraine worse over the long term. The cycle of medication overuse headache goes like this. You get headaches and buy some over-the-counter drugs. After using them for a period of time, the headaches slowly become more frequent and more intense. So, of course, you take more medication more often. And so it becomes a vicious cycle of ever-increasing pain and ever-increasing drugs. Often these over-the-counter medications contain combinations of the different painkillers, and some also contain caffeine or codeine, or both caffeine and codeine. These combination medications may well be more effective than single ingredient medications, but unfortunately, they're also much more likely to cause medication overuse headache than single drugs, and especially if they include caffeine and codeine. Patients often complain that the medication doesn't work anymore and that they have to increase the dose to get relief. So if you've experienced a gradual increase in medication use together with a gradual worsening of your headaches or migraines and have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. To be sure you don't miss the next talk, please go to my website, drshevel.com. That is drshevel.com. And hit the subscribe button. And if you found this talk interesting, please share it with any other headache or migraine sufferers who you think may benefit from understanding more about their condition. In my next podcast, I'll discuss prescription rescue medications. So, see you there.